This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, Wall Street did not like what happened today. The Dow fell more than 150 points, and that in itself sends a message to Washington. So is anyone listening? Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff has that story.
When Congress initially failed to pass the Troubled Asset Relief Program during the 2008 economic crisis, the Dow fell nearly 800 points.
The panic in the market panicked the politicians, and they came back and passed TARP.
Ed Yardeni is president of Yardeni Research. He also thinks the market's reaction to the debt ceiling debacle last year got Congress to act. So do we need a market sell-off now?
I think the politicians would probably get the message, but they should have gotten it by now, even without the market stirring them to action.
But Barry Ritholtz of asset manager Fusion IQ says it's more complicated.
It's easy to look at the market's down 1,000 points. That'll spur Congress to action. But that is superficial and it's misleading.
Ritholtz thinks the market is just a canary in a coal mine. The market goes down when the larger economy is struggling. Unemployment, low profits, low spending. But in his view, it's not the market's gyrations that directly influence Congress.
It's more accurate to say a variety of factors that are impacting the entire economy are what ultimately scares the bejesus out of Congress.
But we all know the markets hate uncertainty. Yardeni thinks there's a chance of a market dive if Congress can't compromise on the fiscal cliff. But so far, he says,
most of us watching the market have been pretty impressed by its resilience.
So maybe Congress will have to act without a kick in the pants from Wall Street. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.